say, I know, it's coming. Yes, the theme songs are coming, and of course, all of my unique music. Hello, I'm Rick Adams. Give me a little time. We'll get into it. Hey, this is Radio Avenger, the program Uncensored, Radio Free America. And indeed, that's the way it should be. We want a free America and a radio free America. And yeah, I'm the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Well, we're completing our first full week of broadcasting here on Republic Broadcasting Network, this fine and wonderful network, actually. I've always admired the work of John Stadtmiller, and I'm very happy to be here as part of his network with a great bevy of other hosts and my buddy Jack Blood and all the rest of you out there who call in regularly. And, of course, those of you who never call but listen to us quite regularly. They say there's literally hundreds and hundreds of phone callers, potential phone callers, for those who actually call but never do. So you may be one of those hundreds and hundreds of people who are listening, maybe thousands, because we're all over, and never call. Well, tonight you'll get a chance to call. I'm going to open my program tonight with this. Now, this may or may not be a true story, but I think you'll get the point once I read it. A police officer pulls over a speeding car. The officer says, "I clocked you at 80 miles per hour, sir." The driver says, "Gee, officer, I had it on cruise control at 60. Perhaps your radar gun needs calibrating." Not looking up from her knitting, the wife says, "Now, don't be silly, dear. You know that this car doesn't have cruise control." As the officer writes out the ticket, the driver looks over his wife and growls, "Can't you please keep your mouth shut for once?" The wife smiles demurely and says, "You should be thankful your radar detector went off when it did." As the officer makes out the second ticket for the illegal radar detector unit, the man glowers at his wife and says through clenched teeth, "Darn it, woman, can't you keep your mouth shut?" The officer frowns and says, "And I noticed that you're not wearing your seatbelt, sir. That's an automatic $75 fine." The driver says, "Yeah, well, you see, officer, I had it on, but took it off when you pulled me over so that I could get my license out of my back pocket." The wife says, "Now, dear, you know very well that you didn't have your seatbelt on. You never wear your seatbelt when you're driving." And as the police officer is writing out the third ticket, the driver turns to his wife and barks, "Why don't you please shut up?" The officer looks over the woman and asks, "Does your husband always talk to you this way, ma'am?" Now, here's the punchline, everyone. Only when he's been drinking. Well, there's the next citation. I think that's pretty cute. But it also makes and drives home, pardon the pun, a good point, doesn't it? That is that we are an over-regulated society. Now, I understand there have to be laws for driving and improper driving. Yet, what we have seen in recent days and months and years now is this big, big, big push for total control over everything we do in and out of our cars. And, of course, it's all in the name of safety, isn't it? All in the name of security, as George Bush would put it, on the national level. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little tired, folks, of giving up liberty for the sake of security. And now I think the time has come to change things. We're going to be right back with your phone calls and much more on this subject tonight with me, Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger, on RBNLive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we are back, ready to roll. We've already got people wanting to speak to us tonight. This is a hot topic, you know. The topic of government regulations over our automobiles, seat belts, all kinds of interference. Now, cell phones is something that I have a lot of complaints about, because I'll be honest with you, I don't use a cell phone. Don't have one, don't want one. I'm probably one of the few people that doesn't. I'm a very unique person, as you can hear. I don't like to do what everybody else is doing. I know about cell phone technology and the tumors, the brain tumors and all of this and so forth and so on, but that's not the reason. I just don't like people driving and talking with these handheld cell phones, especially women. Now, don't take offense, young ladies out there and old ladies, but I see it invariably up here where I am in Rhode Island, and I see women driving these trucks. They're called SUVs, and invariably they all are gabbing right at the busiest time, of course, at the drive time in the morning or afternoon. And I see the men do it, too, but not like the women. I mean, I just see a lot of women on the phone. And I'll tell you, it's causing a lot of accidents. I don't know what to do about that, whether they should be mounted phones and people keep their hand on the steering wheel and their mouth and their mind with it or what. But one thing I know is this business of alcohol and breathalyzer tests, mandatory tests, and, of course, mandatory seat belts. This is absolutely gone berserk. In a few minutes, when we have time, I'm going to read to you what the governor of Rhode Island here a supposedly conservative Republican is proposing for us in this state. And you tell me what's happening in your states, and we'll compare notes. How's that? But right now, let's see if we can get our phone callers ready to go. And you can dial me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored, Radio Free America, at 1-800-313-9443. That number again, very simply, 800-313-9443. And let us see. Let's take our first caller here. I believe you're from Texas, are you?
Hello.
Yes. How are you,
Rick.
Sir?
Rick, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I love your show. I'm sorry. Come back again?
You're a first-time caller here to me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Now, what's your name again?
Will. I'm down here in Texas.
Right. Will in Texas. Okay.
I forgot for a moment there. Well, your lead-in monologue just perked me right up.
You like that, huh?
Oh, gosh. I was right in the middle of that discussion that was, I suppose, a joke.
Meant to be a joke, but I don't know how much of a joke it is. I know some situations like that, especially
some
guys.
I got 10 years in the penitentiary behind something exactly like that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's the sad part of it, but thank goodness we can laugh about it now.
Yeah, yeah.
God bless Rhode Island.
Excuse me?
I said, God bless Rhode Island.
Well, it certainly needs blessing, I'm telling you. We're up here in New England. Right now it's about 15 degrees outside here, and it's cold. It's a cold weekend coming, but I'll say that we need a lot of prayer. The whole nation does. But up here, you know, we have a very, very weird state, and I don't know what you know about Rhode Island, but the state was founded, of course, by Roger Williams, the great advocate of religious freedom. And today it is a liberal, democratic state run by a legislature that's out of control, run by the special interests, the teachers' unions, the public unions, and so forth. We got a governor that's pretty decent for the most part, but he's misled, and, of course, he's handled by people, and he's trying to do some good things, but I will say that it's all for naught, you know, unless the people themselves decide to return to their roots here. There ain't going to be no major changes, and we're going to continue to suffer from unemployment and high taxes, high energy costs, and much more, you know.
Well, yeah, I understand that Texas is kind of going through the same thing. I understand the Rhode Island tried to secede from the Union in 1842.
Uh-huh.
And that when that rebellion was crushed, the Supreme Court of the United States agreed with the rebels, but said that because the existing government had the military power to crush the rebellion, the precedent of Might Makes Right.
Yeah.
Became a legal precedent, and that was one of the precedents that Abraham Lincoln used to prosecute the war against the South.
Well, we had a governor here, Governor Dorr, and he conducted a what was called the Dorr Rebellion, D-O-R-R, and it was really a rebellion based on one man, one vote concept.
That's what I'm thinking of, yes, indeed.
Yeah, exactly, in the 1800s. But I'm not too fond of him in many ways, because really what he was doing was setting the stage for this whole business today that we see as one man, one vote, universal suffrage, that is really destroying, I think, our nation, because now we've gone beyond that stage. We have this illiteracy and illiterates voting for office. Why, my goodness, we even have them in the White House, you know? How good it's been.
I won't argue the merits of Dorr's rebellion.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
I can tell you this traffic thing, I subsequent to my wife helping me on a relatively minor traffic stop one time that I ended up getting 10 years for, 10 years probation.
Yep.
And I had to actually go to jail for 6 months.
Oh, my. That's no fun.
And it cost me $19,000 and yada, yada, yada. Life goes on. But
it was a learning experience for you, wasn't it, Will?
I suppose.
You don't want to go back, right?
No.
No? Okay.
A learning experience, kind of like eighth grade math or something.
Right. But well, it's good to have you aboard.
Well, it's great to talk to you.
And I hope you call more often.
I'm excited about calling in the radio shows, and and I love Republic, and I love the hosts that Republic has, the shows that they put on their network.
It's a wonderful blessing to have this in this day and age. You know, how do you listen to us on regular radio, internet, or shortwave?
Well, FM down here in Williamson County, Texas.
Right.
We have along with Radio Free Austin and Republic Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I believe they have five stations that cover a pretty large area down here.
So you're listening to me on an AM station, are you?
On an FM station.
FM station, great.
90.1, by golly.
Great, wonderful.
In this part of the country.
Wonderful, that's what I've heard, yeah. Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet your company. And anything else you want to say before we move along?
It's just good to hear you. Good to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate that.
And, you know, I had to go through a DWI course.
Okay.
And down here in Texas that year, the instructor was saying that 1,000 deaths from alcohol-related instances, and everybody went, oh, my goodness, that's terrible. They gave out 88,000 DWIs.
Yeah.
Is that a moneymaker or what?
Well, that's what it's all about, money, not safety.
88,000 versus 6.
We have up here a study here in Rhode Island that just showed exactly the same thing. One of the highest, if not right at the top, of alcohol-related fatalities in automobile accidents. And because of this, you see, some politicians feel emboldened to introduce new legislation to tighten things up. And unfortunately, I think it's the wrong approach, because what they're doing is they're trying to violate the Constitution to try to get people prosecuted when they refuse, for instance, to take a breathalyzer test. Now, we had a judge up here who refused it, and of course he was excused by another judge, because that's the way things are up here.
We've had many of those down here as well.
But when it comes to you or me or the average citizen refusing, and you claim you got a bad hip or you're driving wobbly because, you know, you just felt a little dizzy from medication or what have you, the judge most likely isn't going to buy it, unless you are a judge or a politician. And that's the way it works up here. And
well, certainly it works that way down here,
yes, sir.
Unfortunately.
Thank you for being with us.
You have a good evening.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now. All right, our number is 800-313-9443. That's the number here to call me, Rick Adams, on Uncensored Radio Free America. What I wanted to say, based on what we just said with Will here, raises a couple of good points. Here in the Ocean State, as we call it, the Ocean of Red Ink, Rhode Island, we have a number of bills that the governor's staff have introduced into this legislature. I understand down where you are in Texas, you folk in Texas have, a legislature that meets every other year for a couple of weeks, just long enough to shake hands, get to say hello, and then say goodbye? That's the kind of thing I like. I like that kind of government. But up here, you know, we labor right through to June. Usually by the end of June, before the 4th of July, they finally come up with the budget and they finally end the session. I'd like to see it changed to about 2 weeks a year, or maybe every other year, and have a repeal session, a repeal of laws that should not be on the books. Now, these are some of the laws that the governor would like to become law. These are proposals. And that is to double the fines for drivers who refuse to submit to a breath test after being pulled over on suspicion of drunk driving, and make a second violation in 5 years a misdemeanor that could lead to a license revocation. Now, we have a legislator up here that has a bill in that would make it an automatic felony for refusing to, to take a breathalyzer test. That is, in my opinion, very blatantly unconstitutional. But that's a proposal here the governor has submitted. And I just think it's wrong-headed. I think that what we're doing is seeing more tyranny in the name of correcting the drunk driving problem. And that's not all. There's more to come. And I'll be talking with you and about these subjects in just a few moments as we continue. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
And we are returning right now, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Those of you listening to me live on the Internet, rbnlive.com. I'm Rick Adams, your host of Uncensored Radio Free America, and we're talking about the state, the police state, if you will, that is here in America today. More government every single session of every single legislature, it seems. More controls, more fines, more penalties, more regulations, all in the name of more safety. And as the previous caller just said, it isn't about safety, it's about money. It's about control. And I think the time has come all across this nation to start repealing these laws and preventing them from being passed. Now, I'm not for drunk driving, obviously. I don't believe in it. I don't drink. And I don't drive drunk. I don't drink, okay? I'm not someone who, occasionally I might have a little wine with dinner, but I'm not a drinker. I'm not a boozer. And I don't go out to the bars and then get in the car. So I'm not in favor of allowing anybody to get behind the wheel who's visibly drunk, who's obviously drunk, and needs to be taken off the road. However, what they're doing is they're lowering the blood alcohol content now in states all across America. And, yeah, it is coming from the federal government, too. It's not just an idea that's hatched here in Rhode Island or in Texas or California or in Wyoming or in Iowa or Ohio. No, the federal government encourages the states to do all of this, even while, of course, it's clamping down on our freedom. It wants to use a national ID card and this business of having a national ID card, followed by a microchip eventually that will identify us all based on our Social Security number. Driver's licenses tied into the Social Security system, totally unconstitutional, a violation of our rights. This is what they're doing to us. We talked about it a week or so ago, filling in for Jack Blood. Now, this business of safety at any price is annoying to me. And I think it should be to all of you out there listening to me right now. Because, as I say, no one is in favor of drunk driving. No one wants to see any more highway fatalities, needless deaths. What we are seeing, though, is the feeble attempts at controlling our liberties, our rights, and getting us accustomed to a police state in the name of traffic safety. The other piece of legislation that the governor here would like to see passed is to allow police to ticket a driver simply for failing to wear a seatbelt. Right now, police can hand out such a ticket only after stopping a driver for another offense or infraction of the law. How do you feel about that? Think it's a good idea? I don't. Now, I have a cousin that he went to traffic court recently on two charges. One of them was the seatbelt. Both charges were false or wrong. One was false. The seatbelt was true that he did not wear the seatbelt in violation of the law. But he made it very clear to the judge he has no intention of wearing a seatbelt. And the only reason is because he feels it's unconstitutional. And as a driver who gets extremely nervous and extremely upset and hyperventilates, panics with a seatbelt, he will become a far more dangerous driver than not wearing a seatbelt. So, in essence, the judge told him, well, I'm going to order you to go to driver's school because I don't like your attitude. Well, he said, I don't like what you're saying, judge, and I will absolutely not go to driver's school. I will drive without a license if I have to. Well, the whole thing wound up getting mediated by the Attorney General's office and basically threw out almost all of those charges and fines and everything that it amounted to. But he was determined. My cousin was determined, and rightfully so. Enough is enough. He served in Vietnam, and, of course, he drove these multi-ton Jeeps in the most dangerous terrain. No problems, came back alive, never had an accident in his 42 years of driving, and now they want him to wear a seatbelt or else, ain't going to do it, he said, and rightfully so, I believe. You see, these two pieces of legislation don't sound like the end of the world to somebody out there listening in Timbuktu. What's he complaining about? What's he all upset about? You know, I mean, come on, man. You want to save lives, don't you? Well, you see, that's the attitude. The only problem with that is, do the ends justify the means? Do we need a police state in America in order to make us safer? Well, we can be safe in prison, can't we? We can all be safe if we live in a little plastic bubble. To some extent, we'll be safe. We need air, of course, to breathe in that plastic bubble. But, you know, we can all pretend that that's what it's all about. But it ain't. You see, it's not about trading our freedom for security. It's about maintaining our freedom and taking the risks of life. The libertarians are not wrong. This is a no risk-free society, you see. We don't believe that any society that's free can be risk-free by its very nature. We're going to take another break now, and we'll look forward to you and your participation in Uncensored Radio Free America with me, Rick Adams, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Oh boy. Hey, I like that brass, huh? Sounds good. It sounds good to me. How about you? This is Rick Adams. Hey, Uncensored Radio Free America. I love that. Love that big band era music. Good stuff, Paul. Thank you. Anyway, all right, we're having a little bit of discussion here tonight, I think, on the issue of freedom, particularly road freedom and mobility. And I'll tell you, I can't think of anything more basic to America and her freedom than being able to drive, being able to get on the road and get to another destination. And it's becoming increasingly difficult today. It's becoming increasingly difficult just to drive. There are far more motorists on the road and more people in our society than ever before. And as you know, many of them are illegals. Many of them are people that come to this country and have no intention of getting a driver's license, insurance, or anything else. And unfortunately, that's the reality. And that's why this business about, well, we'll be able to identify drivers and people through their licenses is a joke. It's a joke. Social Security, whatever means you want to use to try to identify a person positively and know where he's from, and know that he doesn't belong here, is not the solution. You note that the borders are still unprotected largely. George Bush maintains an open border policy with Mexico deliberately and intentionally, not just because of cheap labor, but because George Bush has said publicly, or at least shown publicly through his actions, that he's an internationalist. He's a globalist and a regionalist. He doesn't believe in America for the Americans. He believes in America for the world, particularly south of the border, north of the border. You see, it's all part of a program of internationalism, globalism, and one worldism. That's why we have the FTAA and the Free Trade Area of the Americas Treaty coming up now this month of March. Coming up, CAFTA, Central American Free Trade Agreement. And we have a number of other propositions in the mills right now that George Bush is pushing for secretly and quietly behind the scenes. We are literally being denuded of our borders. So we have the same problems up here that many of you have all over America. Not as bad as you in the Southwest, perhaps, in those states that are closer to Mexico that the La Raza groups and others have reclaimed as the reclamation of Mexican territory, El Conquistadores. You see, but we have a problem here, too. The whole nation has a problem with illegals and illegal immigration. That's part of the road problem. That's part of the driving problem. Yet what do these politicians continue to insist we should do? Make it tougher and tougher on tougher for Americans who live here, who were born here, who are law-abiding people. This proposal to be able to stop and ticket a driver simply for failing to wear a seatbelt, to me, is the most heinous, the most heinous, the most hideous form of government control. And I don't want any part of that. Also, this business of a piece of legislation that has been introduced here in Rhode Island to expand the definition of what actions can be considered aggressive driving. How do you like that? Now, we have gone beyond that stage with an attorney general, Patrick Lynch. What a name, huh? Lynch'em. Anyway, Patrick Lynch likes the idea of roadblocks to apprehend drunk drivers. Now, he was one of seven attorneys general who was recently invited to Israel on one of these so-called goodwill gesture trips to learn more about how they handle things there and their police matters. Now, we know that some of the things they do there we wouldn't even dream of allowing here in this country. A constitutional republic, a Christian nation. And yet, this Attorney General, Patrick Lynch, winds up with a bunch of others there, as is the case all across America on these invited trips, you see, in Israel to study their justice system. Well, of course, that's far-fetched to say the least. The idea is anathema to many people who feel that what you have there is a police state, and in fact, Israelis live under a police state just as do Palestinians to some extent because of the government, because of the actions the government takes in controlling and harming and destroying the homes of Palestinians and Arabs and enraging them. So Mr. Lynch, our attorney general, decided that he would make this trip to Israel. And he came back, of course, with these, you know, ideas and he hasn't talked publicly about them as much as he could have. I wonder why. But, you know, he thought it was just marvelous the way they handle things there. Now, roadblocks, checkpoints, of course, are an everyday fact of life for many Palestinians still living in occupied territories. Despite what you may think from the recent reportage in the media concerning the so-called truce, so-called end to war between the government and the Arab population. But you see, what this attorney general has proposed is anathema to us here, I believe, to most freedom-loving people everywhere. Roadblocks and checkpoints to apprehend drunk drivers? Absolutely not. I mean, just the thought of it, waiting there and being in a line and being checked out to make sure you're not drunk. I mean, that may be good in Israel. It's not good in a free America. Not in a Christian nation. Not in a nation that lives by the law of the land or supposed to live by the Constitution. We'll go to the phones. Our number here, toll free, on Republic Broadcasting Network with me, Rick Adams, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And I am your radio avenger. Let's see, we've got Garen here in Rhode Island, right here, huh?
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
I'll tell you what they're doing. They're legislating and regulating us right into slavery, all in the name of safety and security. That's exactly what they're doing. The bonds of our slavery are slowly, incrementally getting tighter and tighter.
You must be listening to Rick Adams. How dare you? Where do you get off with those ideas, Patrick Henry?
I must be a terrorist.
Well, you got to admit, though, you sound like a terrorist. You believe in freedom, right? You got to admit there's a difference between Patrick Henry and Patrick Lynch, the Attorney General here.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Quite a difference, I would
just
say.
Just like there's a little bit of difference between...
A mile's worth of difference, pardon the pun.
Just like there's a little bit of difference between George Washington and George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well put. Well, you know, it's no laughing matter, though, Garen, you know, because, you know, when you think about it, go back 20, 25 years ago, and as Ronald Reagan used to say, are you better off now than you were then? When you come right down to it, are you freer now or are you less free now? You know, under the Republicans as well as the Democrats, we're less free no matter which party is in control, aren't we?
It doesn't matter. Republicans, Democrats, they all serve the same masters, and for all but a few. So the trend continues. Slavery continues and gets worse. Our bonds of slavery are being forged around us. And all in the name of safety and security.
Now, there are good things happening, though. It's not all bad news, right?
Yeah.
People are fighting back. People are getting elected to positions, and they are fighting the tyranny of big government in Washington and big government in their own states. So I gather that you feel there is something that can be done before it's too late, right?
Oh, yeah. I do something about it all the time. I got on... Representative Giannette about the seatbelt thing. I just got through getting on John Sheehan from the State Senate. I call him up and everything. I send him email.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, I don't let him off that easily.
Good for you, Garen. That's the spirit, isn't it?
That's it. That's the American way. That's the spirit of being a true red-blooded American.
And, absolutely.
I fight it every step of the way,
mm-hmm.
And others out there are doing it. Hopefully more and more will start doing it, and maybe we can turn this tide.
It really, if you look at history, right, you know that only a handful of people are capable of changing the course of events, and that's been historically true in recent centuries. You know, look at the Bolsheviks in Russia. Only a tiny minority were able to bring about the greatest evil on the face of the earth in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And then in China, a handful of criminals like Mao Zedong, with the help of the U.S. State Department and so forth, were able to enslave hundreds of millions of people. Only a handful of people. And only a handful of people, really, in the war for independence in this country, were responsible for making America independent.
Yes, sir.
Really, it was a small percentage.
Yeah, less than 5%.
Yeah, most of the people were too busy watching the ball games, watching their favorite soap opera, so to speak.
Yeah.
Their TV program, going out having fun. And they just didn't have time. They didn't care. And basically, as I say, the founding fathers themselves were men who were determined to break the bonds, as you put it, to break the bonds that held us together and become independent.
Yep.
Now, of course, we have become dependent again on our own government as our masters.
Yep.
So, you know, we're due for a second war for independence.
Oh, yeah, it's... I mean, in that respect, I think it's just inevitable. Nothing stops these people. And when I talk to these people, as I mentioned, they're mm-hmm. so arrogant. It's not that they say, well, you know, we respect. It's always this confrontation. And no, it's like this high and mighty attitude of we know better mm-hmm. and we're going to do what we want. And you're just going to have to, you know, sit there and take it.
Absolutely.
And that's their attitude. That's their mentality. Mm-hmm. And I think it's inevitable that... that's what's going to happen, the second American Revolution, if you will.
Well, I don't know. I see, I see these camps being built here in America, and George Bush wants to send our young sons and daughters overseas, and he's bringing in foreign troops in large numbers, so that just in case things get out of hand, maybe these foreign troops can help restore order.
Oh, yeah.
And can take guys out there like yourself and put them in a FEMA camp or something like that. But I don't want to talk that way. I mean, that sounds like conspiracy.
Oh,
you know? I mean, you don't believe in that stuff, right?
That's crazy, Rick. Nah. They never do anything like that.
Where has that ever happened before in history?
Would they ever blow up one of their federal buildings?
No.
No, they would never do anything like that.
Not our leaders, our government, our intelligence czars and their
engineer
minions.
Flying planes into buildings. I mean, come on, that's
far-fetched, young man.
That's crazy.
And I think you should cease and desist such inane thoughts.
I should just wake up and get in line and fall
that's
in with
right.
all the other sheep.
There you go. You should get in line and you should polish the shoes of the bureaucrats, of the failed leaders in Washington, and do whatever they demand.
I should lick their boots. And
that's right.
Love the bonds of my slavery.
And click your heels doing it, sir.
Yes, I love it. I love being a good little slave. That's what we should all be saying.
I'll tell you, I hate to say it, but you know, there are a lot of people that I know of that actually do think that way. You know why? Because when they are taken care of and they obey the government, they don't have a thing to worry about. You see, it's free people that have to worry about the risks of life, right?
Yeah, well...
But being comfortable is a different story. The government can make you very comfortable.
Slavery can be easy.
Oh, absolutely.
Being a prisoner can be easy, right?
Yes, sir.
So, hey, that's some people like it the easy way.
I don't think you and I like it, and a host of others.
No, I like the freedom way. I like the ways of liberty and freedom.
Yep.
I'd rather take that way.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Garen, for calling and listening here in Rhode Island, of all places.
Yes, Rhode Island.
And I appreciate your call. Thank you. Well, we got a lot of people who listen up here, by the way, in our state now, and new listeners. And you're welcome to give us a jingle here if you'd like to. Call the network. You can dial in toll-free at 800-313-9443. People say you don't give that number enough, you know. Well, we try, okay? We try to do it more often. 800-313-9443. Tonight on this Friday night, you know, talking a lot about how government is encroaching on us at the local level and how much of this with the seatbelt legislation, the drunk driving, the alcohol-related, all of the other things is being orchestrated from Washington. I remember years ago we encountered this with this whole idea of regional government. Metro government. Metro 1313 was the name of it. And that whole concept came out of the Council on Foreign Relations. Yes, indeed, that same group that had to do with drafting the Patriot Act 7 months before 9/11. Well, that group, in conjunction with groups like the Advisory Commission on Intergovernmental Relations, ACIR, they've come up with these plans, and they talk to our legislators, you know. They feed them information and propaganda, and they do the same thing with our governors and our lieutenant governors, and they tell them that this is the sort of direction we should be moving in, more government, more control, more police state. Well, as I said, I don't think most Americans want the final product. Final product is living as a slave, as the last caller just said, living under a dictatorship. Now, the reason most people won't want it is because when you want to watch the ball game at that point, you're not going to be able to unless you get a permission slip. When you want to participate in the World Series or the Super Bowl, Forget about hockey now. That's gone. That's canceled this year. But if you want to be able to do something pleasurable, then that, too, will be decided by your masters. You see, that's the end result of the pigs being brought into the trough and being enslaved. Animal Farm, as George Orwell called it, right? Yes, sir, that's what it's all about. Enslavement incrementally. A little at a time every single year. Every year it's a little more control, a little more frog in the kettle, a little more warm water, until finally it's red hot and you can't jump out of that kettle. We'll be right back on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Back for the final few minutes of this hourly broadcast once a night here, every weeknight on RBN. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. And yes, indeed, we've been talking about freedom again, as we always do. This time we're talking about how they're eating away at our freedoms through the issue of driving, the issue of road safety. And as our previous callers tonight indicated, basically, this is our, this is one more example of our freedoms being extinguished. And I have to add, I'm not for drunk driving, and I'm not for fatalities, obviously, none of these things. It's how we can eliminate them the best way without stepping on everyone's rights. Mass stopping of cars and checkpoints and roadblocks. This is not America. This is not American. It's not Christian. It's not right. I mean, it may be the case in an Islamic country. It may be the case in a communist country. It may be the case in a fascist country, but not here in America. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point I'm trying to make. And I think we've made it pretty well tonight. And the fact that we, as a people, have accustomed ourselves, as I said, like the frog in the kettle, a little bit of warm water won't burn you. And as you get used to it, it feels good, then it starts getting a little warmer, a little hotter, and then you're cooked. And before you know it, the government shuts us down. All of us, telling us we have to obey the government because the government knows what's best. Remember what they did in World War II? Not only overseas and the horrors of war, but remember, no automobiles were manufactured during those years. Everything belonged to the government. The government took over industry. The government regulated. The government rationed gasoline and materials that were in short supply. Well, who's to say they're not going to do it again soon? With this new national intel director and Mr. Chertoff, whom we've talked about previously in weeks past on my other broadcast, who, of course, is going to be our director of Homeland Security once he's approved of. These men mean business. They want to make us safe, you see, just like they did in Russia and Germany and China. Well, anyway, I don't want any part of it. And next week we have some great guests lined up, I think. We've got Charlie Reese we're going to get, syndicated columnist, tells it like it is, no punches barred, no holes barred. And we might have somebody from the American Free Press, as a matter of fact, one of our correspondents that we've talked to repeatedly in the past. Always interesting to talk to people from that publication. Great publication. All right, so basically, you know the routine. We're here on Central Time, 9 o'clock, weeknights, 9 to 10. And, of course, we're here bringing you an opportunity and a forum so that you can sound off and learn about our nation's decline and how to reverse it, God willing. That's the important point, God willing. We're only on this planet for a short time, and what we do, you know, is most important. We reap what we sow, and if we sow the seeds of tyranny, we're going to reap tyranny. We sow freedom, well, we're going to reap freedom. Well, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I just want to remind you that support the network, support Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. I'm glad to be here. Rick Adams, your radio avenger, uncensored, radio-free America, goes to bed, and we will see you, God willing, again on Monday night. Take care, keep the faith, and remember John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Good night, everyone.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.